loss of bowel and bladder control, and post-traumatic response. Nietzsche said, "The value of many men in books rests on their faculty for compelling all to speak out the most hidden and intimate things." The goal of this audiobook is to seek out those hidden facts and intimate things so that we can send warriors into battle who are forewarned and forearmed. As Shakespeare put it, all things are ready if our minds be so. This audiobook is different from my previous one on killing, in that it is more focused towards empowering warriors to participate in the toxic, corrosive, destructive environment of combat. Today, more than ever, we need virtuous, competent warriors to serve in our military, law enforcement, and many other fields. It is my hope that this audiobook can assist them. Still, I hope that there is much in this audiobook that will be of service to the gentle, decent, and discerning spirits in the peace movement who have been able to use On Killing to study and understand the nature of the battlefield. As I said in On Killing, our objective must be no judgment, no condemnation, just the remarkable power of understanding. As Chaplain Fred Lamotte put it, don't judge, just observe from a quiet, witnessing awareness.